Hey everybody, and welcome to Cosplot episode 49. Wow, we're getting up there. We're getting old.
We're almost at the point where we're at retirement age.
I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking 52 episodes, which is 2 years. Well, we'll be in the terrible twos at that point. We'll be a toddler.
No, I like the idea of us being legal and old enough to drink.
What?
Yeah. You're saying that we're 2 years, but according to our episode rank, we're 49, so we're old enough to drink.
Oh, we've been old enough to drink.
That's why I don't want to be two again. Two is annoying.
At any rate, let's not even talk about drinking. Let's talk about cosplay and all sorts of news and announcements that we have. We have a truckload of announcements for you guys today. And first and foremost, since this is timely, we're actually going to be at Anime North Texas next weekend.
Yay!
And that will actually
be... Very impromptu.
Yes, it was very impromptu. In fact, this episode will be dropping right before we are at Anime North Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But we have applied to be press there this year and, you know, kind of help them out by giving them coverage for a first-year con, because this is their first year. And it's being held where... around where YuleCon used to be held, back when we still had YuleCon. But we will both be there at least Saturday. I don't know about any other day, simply because that's just a busy weekend for both of us. But we will be there taking photos and video and just kind of hanging out with our friends. I mean, this isn't going to be a really heavy press event for us.
It'll just be enjoying it, taking the time out, and just having fun before the holidays get into really scary mode.
Yes, because heaven knows, the holidays mean crunch time in our normal lives. Not in our cosplay lives, but in our normal lives.
Normal lives, yeah.
And speaking of being busy, I think you have a venture that you just started.
A venture?
A venture, yes. Adventure, if you prefer.
Adventure works better, because that makes me sound like the hero. But I don't like being the hero. Oh.
I know.
That doesn't work
then. Adventure. That's why I didn't say it.
Okay,
anyways.
So I didn't intend to pimp this out on the podcast, but Amber kind of gave me the go-ahead to do it, and I didn't ask her, so it's okay then. If Amber says it's okay, then it's okay. I just opened up my Etsy store today so I can start taking commissions from people. Part of what I wanted to do this next year was limit how many costumes I produce so I can rewear a bunch of them, but also to try to make a little bit of extra pocket change and make more costumes. So it's only been open for maybe 5-6 hours, and I've already had 2 requests for commissions. So I'm like, yay, awesome sauce. So the name of the shop, you can find it on Etsy, which is etsy.com. It's called Tailfin Designs. Can't miss it. Or you can just look it up under my cosplay name, T-I-F-A-I-A-T-F-I-A. And yeah, I'm so happy. None of my stuff is sold yet, but that's okay. It's only been open for a couple of hours.
I was going to say, it hasn't even been open that long.
I know. It's only been a couple of hours, but it's just weird that it's like I'm already getting commission requests. I'm like, wow, really?
Plus, this episode doesn't even release for a week.
Yeah.
So you have a week to build up your stores, your reserves of energy and materials, because the holidays are going to hit, and you're just going to have a bevy of commissions and purchase requests for the holiday.
I'm okay with that.
You,
that means a
you know,
bit more money in my bank account. I'm okay with that.
Cosplay stuff is actually a decent gift to get a cosplayer, even if it's a gift card to a fabric store,
mm-hmm.
or you know, maybe a voucher for a commission from somebody, or a gift certificate code for a wig store online. You know, that sort of thing. It's actually a really useful gift to give a cosplayer. You know, 'tis the season.
Yeah. For gift giving and gift cards. Yay!
Yes. A couple other announcements. One is that, obviously, I have internet now because we are online. So hopefully the video quality will be better because now I have Fios. So it's not quite as finicky as Time Warner's cable was, but also that the upload speed is twice as fast. So episodes will come out more quickly because I don't have to wait for them to upload, which is nice. And also, kind of in random news, I have a new job.
Yay!
I don't want to get into too many details because I'm still at my current job, but I do have a new job in IT that I will be starting in a couple of weeks, right around Thanksgiving. And hopefully, this will all go well. It may affect my ability to go to conventions in the near future, just because anytime you start a new job, you're realistically expecting to be on probation, which just means you have limited ability to take time off. And, that's understandable. I have no problem with it. It just, you may not see me around as much for the next couple of months just because I'm on probation with my new job. So, crossing my fingers that I can, get Akon taken care of. Speaking of which, another announcement. I went ahead and submitted my three panels for Akon because those were the slots I had. So, I will be teaching prop making, mold making, LEDs, electronics. That's one panel. Armor making and power tools will be the second panel, and advanced sewing techniques will be the third. And I have buddies who have graciously accepted my request to come and teach with me. So there will actually be people who know what they're doing teaching up on stage with me. Because I don't
You
know
know what you're
everything.
doing too.
I don't know everything. I don't claim to know everything. And I like these panels to be as complete as possible, so that people kind of get an all-around knowledge of how to do these things. And I promised myself that I would try and get other people up teaching panels this year because we have so much talent in the Texas area that I really think people should see. So I did persuade some of them to come up and teach with me. So that'll be fun, I think. Akon's going to be very busy this coming year.
When is it not
Especially
busy?
it's their 25th anniversary this coming year, which is why it
True.
will be doubly busy. It's because there's just more stuff, and apparently it's almost practically a 4-day con now, because now they have stuff going that they've already announced on Thursday. Now
Again, when is it not busy for us?
they actually have a masquerade this year. I've seen comments that it will be Masquerave
Yeah,
Part 2 from
there've been a
last
couple of
year.
people, yeah.
So we don't entirely know how well that's going to go. Hopefully the rules and everything that they've put up made it seem like it's a very, very, very formal
It's
masquerade ball.
ridiculously formal. Like they want you to wear masks in the whole nine yards.
They want you to have finished seams. You can't have any loose threads on your garb. And it has to go past the knee for the ladies. You can't have like touching the knee dresses anymore, which makes me sad. Because I wanted to bring my Evane dress from Stardust to wear to the masquerade on Thursday, but the skirt is above my knees, just barely above my knees, so it would not pass.
No.
But press is exempt from the dress code.
Of course they are. Yay!
So we can go in and take pictures anyway.
Oh my
Assuming we're
goodness.
accepted as press.
Oh, we will be. It's you. You're fine.
I never
Again,
assume.
you I know you never
I
assume,
never
but you have
assume.
to understand that you're at the upper echelons of Akon awesomeness, that you can pretty much ask for anything and get it.
I have connections. I will leave it there.
So you're going to get press. You're going to get all your panels are already accepted. You know that. So
Yeah,
just
I know.
stop. Whack,
And
stop.
final announcement, since we have quite a bit of
A
news,
bevy of them.
actually, yes, is that next month we are throwing a party. Cospod is throwing another party similar to Barbacon, not quite the same, just similar in
Similar.
that it is a gathering of metro area cosplayers, or basically anybody who's in the area on that weekend, with a gathering of food and things to do. It is called Happy Hobbit Days because it is Hobbit themed around the Hobbit movie that is releasing the night before the party. So we would like to invite all cosplayers who will be in the DFW area on December 14th, which is a Saturday, and it will be from 10 a.m. until about 5 p.m. I'm not entirely sure on the end time yet because movie times have not yet been released for the movie. It's too early. You can't even get advance tickets for another 2 weeks from the time we're recording this. So I can't announce movie time for sure until I have one. But it will be sometime around 2:15-ish is what I'm going to aim for. So everybody is invited. Full details are actually on our website now. I updated the website last night, and I made a whole web page just for the event, just like I did for BarberCon. And I apologize if some of the art is a little creepy, because there are chibi hobbits on our website. But I thought they were cute.
Well, of course you did. They're chibis and they're hobbits. Did you need anything else? Well,
what more can you ask for than chibi and hobbit, man? I am not going to complain. I wanted something cute for the website because I didn't want Warner Brothers and Weta to come and sue the pants off of me because I used official artwork from the movie.
Oh, please.
So there will be a feast at the party, potluck style. Hopefully there will be some sort of entertainment in the form of a workshop. I'm thinking potentially cookie decorating so that people can take home Christmas cookies. There will be party games, hopefully if people can help out by bringing some of those, because my game stash is somewhat limited, by which I mean zero. And there will be a gift exchange with a party tree, which will be a miniature Christmas tree. But there will be some sort of white elephant style gift exchange, and then once the party is over at 2 o'clock, then we will go out as a group and see the Hobbit movie. So head over to our Facebook or our website for more details. Please, if you are thinking about coming, do RSVP, because I'm going to try and get a group discount rate on the tickets for the movie. And the more people that say they're going to come, the more clout I have with Cinemark to say, hey, I'm bringing you 50 people. What sort of a price can you give me on the tickets? Because it's going to be a busy weekend. Basically, well, if we end up getting 80 people that come to this and everybody goes to see the movie, that would effectively be half of a movie theater to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that realistically I would have to kind of, out of courtesy, warn Cinemark about. We're going to take over your theater, for warning.
Enjoy!
Here, have some money. Yeah, but, you know, I was bitten by the bug. It's like, okay, I need to host a social event for the holiday. Oh, also, I cannot forget to mention this. There will be a food bank charity drive at the Hobbit Days Feast. So because it is the holidays and we would like to give back to the community, and the holidays are an especially hard time for food banks, especially with the economy the way it's been, we would like to give back by asking the attendees of the party to bring some sort of canned foods or hygiene items, new, not used. Or there's a list of items on the website, basically, of the things that this particular charity that I've chosen needs. And after the movie, we will go deliver these items to the charity and give back to the community that way. So please come out to Hobbit Days, have some food, have some fun, you know, maybe decorate some cookies, see a great movie, and give back to the community. Win-win for everybody. Costumes are encouraged, not required. We never require costumes. They are encouraged, and we do encourage particularly costumes from The Hobbit, of course, Lord of the Rings, medieval or Renaissance style, Victorian, or steampunk. You can wear any kind of costume that you want. I mean, we're not going to kick you out of the party if you're not wearing one of those. We're just promoting these particular ones because it's for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, feel free to come in whatever costumes you would like. I know it's going to be mid-December, so it will probably be a little bit chilly. But, you know, it's really hard to schedule things around the holidays. It really is. So, you know, Saturday, December 14th, be there. Arbor Hills Nature Preserve in Plano. There's maps and everything on the website. I took good care of our stuff.
And I'm glad that you took care of it and I didn't have to make any images for you.
Nope. I just went, bam. It was there.
So easy.
You know, I had a week with very little, if any, internet. And I learned over the last week, when I really didn't have any internet, between me turning in my Time Warner equipment and getting Fios installed, I learned just how dependent I am on the internet.
Yes.
And how much entertainment I get from the internet. And just how many things I need the internet for. Like updating websites. So I spent my week without internet writing the web page for this party. Among other things, I worked on cosplay too, along with homework. But, man, I am so sadly dependent on the internet. I
Yeah,
really
you are.
am.
But we all are. We're at the point now where technology takes over so much of our lives that we need it. Without it, we kind of go into stupid mode.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I was like, man, I would even sit here and watch football if it was on the internet. And I'm not a
Wow.
sports fan. I'm really not.
That's
But
pretty bad.
I need to have something on in the background. And because my movie collection is very tiny, I ran through all my movies like within the first couple of days. Because I have, whenever I'm working, I like to have noise on in the background.
Yeah, I'm that way
Music,
too.
video, it doesn't really matter. I would even turn on the radio with the BBC. It's like I just need some sort of noise in the background to kind of distract my brain.
Exactly.
I work better that way. But I do it with cosplay too, to get back on cosplay. I do have to have something on in the background while I'm working on cosplay. But I think, unless you have announcements, I think that is all of the news we have, at least for today's episode.
That sounds about right. We had such a plethora of them, and it's just like, here's the list, go. There's so much going on, it's ridiculous. And this is supposed to be like low con season. This is supposed to be us taking a break, trying to get stuff ready for next year, and it's like, nope, still going with all this other stuff.
Which we are getting ready for next year. Actually, that's a really good
Somehow.
se it's a really good segue for show and tell.
Yay, segue.
This is how we're preparing for next year, is that we go to friends' birthday parties that tend to involve fabric distribution centers in downtown Dallas, and we get materials.
It was my buddy Danielle's birthday party yesterday, and last year we did a trip to Golden Door as part of her present, and I bought her fabric, so I didn't have to worry about gift cards or any of that stuff, and that's what we did again this year. So Amber came in early because our schedules were all kind of like loop-de, and people were going one way and others were
They
going
told
this
me to
way.
come at 1 p.m.
That's what we were shooting
explicitly.
for.
That was on the website.
Yeah.
So as soon as Verizon took forever in installing my internet and made me miss the luncheon they were having, I missed lunch with the group because the guy took so long. So, of course, what do I do as soon as he's done? I drop everything, throw on clothes, didn't even eat lunch, drove straight over to the fabric distribution center to make sure I made it there by 1 o'clock. Ran by Subway so I could have food in my stomach and I wasn't a zombie in the fabric store. I putter around the fabric store for 50 minutes. They
Yeah.
still hadn't shown up, so I paid for my stuff and left. And 20 minutes later, I get a text from Val saying, "We're here!"
It's like, we're finally
It's
here.
like,
Because we
ah.
had people coming in from like the DART station, and I was like, oh, do I need to go and pick them up? And it was just like, okay, this is horribly coordinated. And it didn't help that our lunch kind of came. We ordered lunch a little bit later, waiting for other people to show up. So it
That's
was
what
like,
I figured. And I would
yeah,
have
because it's like
stuck
things slowed
around. I
down.
had a quiz deadline because I have an online class. Well, the class is a physical class, but all of our assignments are done online. And I had a deadline to take this quiz. And the quiz is 35% of my final grade. And it's like, yeah, sorry guys, I need to go home and take this. If I want to pass the class, I have to go home and take my quiz and do my homework.
Right.
So I had to leave. And
Those
apparently
people
everybody
lined
else went and
up.
saw Thor 2 later.
And we saw a cosplayer. Woohoo!
Yes, which is incidentally, I believe, on our Facebook. Yes?
I don't know if
Or
it's
is it
on
on your
my,
Facebook?
it's on my personal Facebook. I'm gonna put it
Okay.
on ours sometime today. But yeah, that made me happy. I was like, oh, there's Loki. What?
Yes, and both of us are doing Thor costumes at AllCon next year.
Yeah, mine's already done, so I'm like, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for you to get yours done.
I has fabric now. This was my
You
fabric store
do.
purchase yesterday at the distribution center. For those who are watching or listening on audio, you can't see this, but I'm holding up 4 yards of some sort of micro suede looking fabric that isn't actually micro suede, and apparently even Golden Door didn't know what it was because they didn't label it. But this is for Lady Sif. I will be making it from the new movie, incidentally. I have been already drafting the coat, and really quickly after that, I'll be drafting the armor, which will be the hard part. Pro tip, if you want the look of chainmail and you don't actually want to make the chainmail because it does take forever, get utility mesh and paint the damn thing silver. And it looks just like ringmail.
That's what you do.
That's what you do. That's how you fake it. And it's cheap. Utility mesh, when it's on sale, is exceedingly cheap, like $2 a yard cheap. So that was my fabric. And then, of course, I bought other satin fabric because I never, ever, ever work with nice fabric. So now I have some. And this is for a costume I'm doing for Akon next year, which I still haven't even started drafting.
I want you to work on that.
It's like, man, I have all this stuff. I have all this cosplay I want to do next year because I haven't done any new cosplay in a long time. So I have all these aging costumes, and it's like, okay, I want something to put into my wardrobe that is new.
Mm-hmm.
So I have all these ambitions for next year, and I just never have the time to sit down and do it because I'm still in school. And I will be until March if my job, my new job allows it. And then hopefully I will have time. Because by the time we get to the March, I'll really have to get my rear in gear for Akon, since I'll be teaching. Teaching and cosplaying and filming and everything else. I live at Akon for the 4 days it happens.
Yeah, you do.
But yes, we are prepping for next year. Slowly, slowly, but surely.
Ever so slowly. whereas for myself, I've bought an entire bolt of fabric, 11 yards of jersey for my Amidala coat. Yeah, I'm going to be using all 11 yards on her freaking coat, which is probably going to cover, what, maybe, realistically, it's maybe about a yard and a half across my arms and my back and my front. But I'm using 11 yards of fabric. Is that not ridiculous? It's redonkulous. Yeah, Amber's nodding her head. Because here's the thing. This is what I have to do. On this coat, there are these like spikes that pop out. And there's maybe 270 of them, I think, once I counted all of them out. Yeah, I sat and I counted them. What you have to do, basically, is make concentric circles, about three or four of them. Like, you do a large one, then you do smaller, smaller, smaller. But you do it with a running stitch. And then you pull on that stitch just a little bit, and then it'll start forming this cone shape, and then you tie it off. Now imagine doing that about another 269 times. It eats up a lot of fabric really quickly. That's why I needed so much of this. Yay. So this was about $78 out the window. And the rest of my money went towards satin and just trying to get nicer stuff for some of my other costumes next year.
I'm a little surprised that you don't do the cone method with the Pac-Man shape and just do one stitch or one seam up the side.
I tried that with some tests, like some scrap jersey that I had sitting in my box, and it just didn't look quite right. It didn't – something about it, and I know it was – this is the same fabric that I had in, as my scraps, so I knew I was working with the same stuff. It just didn't look right. It didn't feel right. It wasn't until I made the full circle that it started acting the way that I wanted it to.
Okay.
So I went with the Pac-Man method, but it just didn't look quite right.
Okay.
It is what it is. But other than that, this week I've just been patterning and more patterning and trying out some makeup for my Asari head mask, so. Which that is all over my Facebook, too, and I got retweeted by BioWare. That made me happy.
Nice.
I was like, holy crap, a director at BioWare liked it. Yay!
Yeah, I'm going to end up having to make a decision very shortly, since I will be making slightly more money at this new job. Because I'm going to have to make a boatload of armor very quickly. And I can either do fabric over foam, which is generally how Eastern cosplayers do their armor. You've seen the mech armor with the vinyl over foam method. Or you can fiberglass it, which is how Halo cosplayers sometimes do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do Sintra, basically thermoplastic over foam.
Right.
Because you just weld it to the foam. I haven't decided what I want to do yet. I'm not really in favor of fiberglass anymore. Until I get in a place that I can work in a ventilated room.
Mm-hmm.
If I can ventilate, I don't mind fiberglass. But because normally I end up having to work in my apartment, it's not very pleasant.
Yeah. Not pleasant, nor is it safe. We want you to be safe.
Yes, I do not want to have lung cancer later in life.
Right.
But it's like, yeah, we have this great plastic distributor near us called Regal Plastics, and I still have to go because one of our cosplayer friends went down there himself and was like, yeah, they have a storefront. You can just buy stuff when you walk in. It's like, oh, you mean I can save on shipping? There's a local place I can just go in and buy stuff right off the shelf? That would be awesome. And not only that, but it's a quarter of the price of Wonderflex.
Yeah.
So it's really well-priced plastic, too. Enough that I could experiment with several sheets because it's 4 feet by 8 feet is one sheet, and it's like $15 to $20 for a sheet. It's like, man, where have I been? Cosplayers dream to have cheap materials that are durable and quick to use because that's the trifecta of cosplay. It has to be quick and cheap and quality. And normally you can only pick two, but apparently with this you can have all three.
They do exist. It's just one of those like purple cow moments where it's like, where did that come from?
Yes. But why don't we get on with our main topic? This is
Yay,
pretty much all you because this is something you've been involved in, and not so much me because I suck at video.
Well, you don't suck at video. You're progressing. You're getting
better. I'm getting there.
Well, no, my whole thing was when we originally were coming up with some topic ideas just to kind of throw around and talk about, I wanted to talk about cosplay videos because those are still kind of a big thing on the interwebs and on the YouTubes. But I've also noticed that there hasn't been much originality lately. And then I bite my tongue because I posted one from London Comic Con where they did it all as a time lapse. And I was like, that is ridiculously cool. And unbelievably difficult, and how many people took care of this? Holy crap. So mostly I just wanted to kind of bounce back and forth between the two of us and anybody who is in our chat channel, what they think about cosplay videos, where do they think the trend is going, what they like to see with cosplay videos, stuff like that. So I guess let's start off with what are the type of cosplay videos that inspire us? I'm going to shoot you first. Go.
You're going to shoot me first.
No,
I think, and this kind of relates slightly back to Heroes of Cosplay because I figured out what I don't want to see.
Oh, okay,
so,
that works too.
Well, then once I started realizing what I didn't want to see, then my next thought was, well, how could I improve it so that I do want to watch to make it positive? Because I don't just want to sit there and hate on it because that's not productive. I think certainly a time-lapse progression would be definitely inspiring because it shows the behind the scenes and the manufacturing process.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you look at something and you just want to ask the person, how the heck did you do that?
Right.
How did you get it to look just like that and stay like that and not fall to pieces? Or maybe it does fall to pieces later. You never know.
When no one's looking.
Right. But also I think something that can be lacking in cosplay videos is detail.
Mm-hmm.
You very rarely ever see close-ups of a person's costume so you can actually see all the work that's put into it, and you can see the love that the person has for the character based on how much time they spent on it. Some of these really elaborate costumes will take 200 hours, and you never really get to see all of the cool stuff they did, all of the hidden embroidery and the invisible zippers and all the things they did to make it not only accurate, but look right on them as a person, which takes a certain kind of tailoring skill. So certainly that. I definitely don't want to see any sort of drama because going to conventions, we get plenty of cosplay drama. So I don't want to necessarily see that in a video. I do think it's neat in cosplay videos if you see briefly reenacted photos or scenes from the thing they are cosplaying from. It's kind of neat to have action of some sort and not just get the whole, you know, arms down, stand up straight, front on, cosplay shot that just really doesn't do it justice. I like being able to kind of experience the cosplay, not just look at it. You know, it's not just for the eyes, as they say. And that's not meant to sound dirty in any sort of way. I just like to experience the cosplay as an event, not just as a, you know, a bland photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that would be kind of the entirety of my opinion.
Well, it's interesting that you said that you like to see it as an event, because one of my favorites, her username handle is Pancake Mix, and I don't believe that we linked this on Facebook, but she did this great video of
We
AKON.
will.
Yeah, we will. I'll have to pull it up again. But she did this video of AKON where it wasn't just a typical cosplay video. She actually interacted at the convention. She gave more of the atmosphere of what it is to be at a con, hanging out with friends, meeting new people, going to the dealer's room, going. I mean, just being all over the place. And that for me was so much more fun and interesting to watch than to see the same old cosplay video of, oh, look, here's a cosplayer walking down the street. Oh, look, here's someone with a big skirt twirling. You know, there's only so many of those now that they get a little tiresome. And Axon does what he does, and he's great at it. MLZ is great at what he does, too. Beyond that, it's like, okay, we need some new blood in this stuff. We need some new things. And getting the convention scene and actually watching these cosplayers interact in their environment, that to me is the coolest thing. And I would love to see more of that. That's what I was trying to do with our A-Fest video. I don't know if I did that.
There's a comment in our chat room from Shinigami Dis, and it says, lacking in videos, variety of levels of cosplayers.
That's very true too.
Yes. And I know that some videographers will tend towards the really elaborate costumes, which, you know, this is not meant to be stereotypical, but those tend to be done by the more experienced cosplayers.
Or they'll have a certain set of models that they'll always use in all of their videos, and
Right,
it's
so
just
you see
like,
the same, in fact, not just the same cosplayer levels, but the same cosplayers in the videos, which is, you know, the famous people. We know their names. But it would be really neat to kind of document the range, because cosplay isn't static.
Yeah. You've got the casual cosplays, you've got the newcomers, you've got the old veterans like us. I mean, you've got so many different levels of cosplay. And that was also why I posted that London Comic Con one, because it gave such a wide variety of costumes. You had, I think one of them was Italia. It was very simple, very easygoing. You could tell it was a beginner costumer, but she really loved what she was wearing versus the guy who was doing the Avatar costume who went like full crazy body makeup and then some. So it was just nice to see that variety.
It's also good in a video if you can get across the character of the character that is being portrayed. Actually, one of my favorite cosplay videos, which isn't meant to be a cosplay video at all, is one that was linked to me from a website, and it was a parkour video of Super Mario cosplayers.
Interesting.
And they were bouncing off the walls. And they had photoshopped it slightly to make it look like they were, you know, hitting coin boxes or throwing fireballs at enemies as they were going through their parkour routines. And it was neat because not only did it, you know, show off the physicality of the cosplayers, but it was exactly something that Mario and Luigi would have done. And
Yeah, that's kind of
that's
cool.
why it seemed really cool to me, is because it wasn't just your average cosplay video showing off, you know, pretty pictures of costumes. It was cosplayers being the characters. And I thought that was really cool, even though it wasn't meant to be a cosplay video.
It just kind of ended up being that way.
Yeah. And it really worked. It was nice and short. I think it was a whole 3 minutes long.
There was another one that was released maybe about a month ago where they did it with Mirror's Edge, same concept where they just kind of free jumped around the city and they were wearing the character's costume and just getting more of a first person, a slight third person view of what that character would really do in the game. And it's like, that's kind of cool. I like more stuff like that.
There was a picture on our Facebook feed the other day that had, it was a still photo, but it was of a Vash cosplayer walking into a Wild West style town. And I'm pretty sure that was not photoshopped. I think that was actually a town or some sort of amusement attraction that just happened to
Nice.
look like that. But even if you had video of that player walking through the town and maybe walking into the saloon, that'd be fantastic in a cosplay video because it's something the character would have done. And you could get it, you can show off the costume, you know, with good videography. It doesn't take an advanced cosplayer to make a Vash costume either.
No, it really doesn't.
So, you know, your goal is to both show off the cosplayer and the character, and I think you could accomplish all of the above. with really cool setting.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what I would like to see in the future of cosplay videos is one, getting the aspect of the convention, but then the other set is getting just bringing that environment to life, bringing a video game to the real world, bringing a manga or a comic book to the real world, and actually getting cosplayers to be the character, taking it one step further.
It certainly helps if you have a good hotel for that at a convention that is somewhat picturesque or has areas around the city where you can go. And Dallas, for the most part, is pretty good about that. There are places we can go to do actual photo shoots or video shoots,
or
depending on the hotel. Pretty much. There are places we can go. It's just not something where you necessarily want to shoot everything in the convention center itself, especially if it's not, you know, a picturesque convention center. This is not one of those where you want to be able to identify the convention center by the carpet.
We that's love not that the, game.
That's not the point of the cosplay video.
Unless you're going to Dragon Con.
True, true. That was an awesome cosplay.
Still is. I'm still mad that they can't sell the pattern. That is so terrible.
I think it's also kind of a benefit to the cosplayer themselves if you can do a photo shoot not inside the convention center, unless you can find a photographer or videographer that has that sense of creativity to get the shots where it doesn't look like a convention center.
Mm-hmm.
Because it loses a little bit of the realism. Yes, the focus is on the costume then, because you want to ignore the background, or you want to stare at the carpet and find out what convention center it is. But you do want to show off the costume and the character, but it kind of, I guess you would say as a photographer or videographer, that background makes a massive difference in how you perceive a picture.
Right.
I assume that's a truism.
That very much so, yes.
So it can really be helpful if you can get out of your zone and get out of the convention center and maybe change angle or even just change location, go out to a parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of really good shots or even action sequences that have been shot in parking garages, which seems really odd.
It does seem odd, but it's one of those things where when you're a photographer or a videographer, because I've done this before too, I've gotten so used to the Sheraton Hotel that I know all the weird little corners and like back alleys and just weird places that are fantastic for photos that nobody would think of. You just have to walk around and search. That's what it comes down to.
I actually started doing that when I was photographing at ACON this past year. I would actually move around and change angles, which I admit can be kind of hard to do.
Yeah, it can be.
And it's not just physically hard to move around, it's that you kind of have to have an idea of what you want in mind before you even start. And sometimes I don't do that.
A lot of that is just repetition, doing it as often as you possibly can. And a lot of times, I mean, anyone else that I talk to who does videography, it just happens on the fly. It's like you're standing there and then you're like, oh, what if I just tilt the camera like this and step over here? That looks even better. It's just, you just start on the fly, snap of your fingers, go. That's usually how it comes together.
Also, in terms of cosplay videos themselves, kind of as a general rule, it really helps to have cosplayers that are, I don't want to say charismatic, but certainly cooperative, and that really feel the spirit of what it is you're trying to do. Well, I mean that they're not going to stand there like a stick.
Right.
that they're willing to really, you know, give it for the audience, because you can tell when you're looking at somebody if they're having fun or if they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And cosplay videos tend to be more enjoyable if you really feel that character through the person's performance, as opposed to them standing there like a stick and you can clearly tell they're acting.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps to kind of be a little charismatic and cooperative in the sense that you really want to have this done right. So you're going to give 110%. So that certainly helps. And you don't always find cosplayers who are willing to be in these things anyway.
Yeah, it's a hit or miss, which I think is why a lot of the video directors are going towards certain cosplayers that they know they'll always get a yes from.
Plus, you know, on the other side of the camera, as a cosplayer, you have to be able to trust that videographer is going to do something positive with your footage. I mean, if you've never seen their work before, you know, if they're just getting started in the genre and they don't have any work to back themselves up, it can be really hard to trust them, especially given all the weirdo press people that have been stalking some cosplayers lately.
Yeah.
Which
Yeah.
doesn't help, you know,
That doesn't help.
videographers' reputations. So you have to kind of be willing to compromise a bit as a videographer, but also as a cosplayer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't trust the videographer, there's nothing to be lost in saying no. There's nothing to lose. It just means as a videographer, we have to go off and find someone who will say yes. and be willing to give a few minutes of their time, because occasionally with these things, you may want to shoot more than once, especially if there's a massive screw-up in the video.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Photobombing, for one.
Like, shoot twice, edit once.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's a lot like sewing.
But sometimes the photobombs can be fantastic.
Sometimes they're really good, but sometimes the people who are doing them purposely to disrupt what you are doing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're always doing it to disrupt what you're doing.
They are a word which I will not repeat on this podcast.
After session.
Well, no, because it is family friendly, it's probably not something I should say, but let's just say it rhymes with pics. and those people are just purposely there to screw with you. And there's only so much you can do about it, because it is public space. Unless you're in a private arena. It's just one of those things you have to deal with. And then you also have to deal with crowds, because there will always, always, always be crowds in convention centers, even in your cosplay videos. So, I mean, you can have the average person in the background who sees, especially when we go around with our giant camcorder. It's like, you walk around with that camera, people know you're press. You walk around with a point-and-shoot, you could just be an attendee. But no. Giant camera, no. You're press, you're important. That means everyone's going to sit there. You know, they're going to do things in the background of your video. For those who can't see, I was doing the normal, you know, when you see people waving on camera in the background behind the news commentators, and they're like, "Hi, Mom!" They're waving in the background, making victory signs. You're always going to have those in your video.
Oh, of course.
So anyway, you have to deal with that. Yeah.
Just to kind of wrap this up, I mean, that's really what I wanted to get into, was just how cosplay videos are kind of changing and growing, and what I'd like to see in the future. We want more con scenes. We want more action videos.
Which, incidentally, we will probably be trying to make one at Anime North Texas.
Yeah, I think
so. If you will be there, you know, consider helping us out. Yeah, consider helping us out with our cosplay music video.
I think it went pretty well with the last one that I did. I got some decent feedback, not just in comments on the video itself, but just even messages to me, and it was just like, oh, okay, maybe I'm onto something.
Mm-hmm. And we will have the giant camera with us at Anime North Texas, too.
Yay!
And the point-and-shoot. Yeah. It just means I have to pick my cosplay carefully, since I will be wearing a camera strapped around my chest for the day.
You'll be fine.
Well, maybe not all day. I'll have a tripod. I have steady hands to a point. After 8 hours, my hands will probably not be very steady.
Not so much, no.
And incidentally, the only reason that we bring that large camera to conventions is not because we want to look big and important. That's not the point. The point is that camera has low light capabilities that point and shoots don't, and hotels have really crappy lighting.
So
when we want to film stuff at hotels, that's why we have the big camera. Not importance, for quality. Quality assurance.
It makes things better, promise.
By far, especially when we have to film things in the dark, like the cosplay contests, where there is no lighting. Yeah, it really helps. It was a solid investment on the part of the podcast. So
thank goodness.
Yes. Incidentally, not to shill for ourselves, I know this is coming close to the end of the episode, but I will put it out there that if you do end up having any extra money lying around during the holiday and you would be willing to help support the podcast, while we will not solicit for donations, we do accept them. So if you would like to give, we will certainly show our appreciation and accept them And any donations you give to the podcast go directly back into the podcast in the form of either website renewals, running our domain, which is actually what our previous donation is going for. Is next month I'm going to be renewing our website for another year and our domain protection for another year. It also goes toward Dropbox storage. This is what lets us pass the episodes back and forth for editing purposes. And it goes toward equipment that is used for the podcast. So things like the camera, tripod. This year we're looking to get mics so we can do actual interviews with nice equipment. We're going to get some XLR mics for the camcorder so that we can actually, you know, be like news people and hold up a mic in front of you while you're talking on camera and get good audio. So that is our goal for the coming year, is to, you know, try and get a little bit more equipment for ourselves. So, you know, if you'd like to donate, we would appreciate it. If not, we're going to keep doing this the way we're doing it, and no hard feelings. All will be well. Or you can donate to your favorite charity, incidentally. We highly support this, especially for, oh, Extra Life. Must mention this.
Yeah, you need to.
For those who did not hear, a couple of weeks ago, Extra Life,
It was last weekend. It was last Saturday.
I'm thinking of when this episode drops.
Ah, okay.
As we were recording this a week ago, Extra Life was in the middle of doing one of its charity drives.
Yeah, their large Saturday day.
Where they basically have gamers who commit to playing a given game of their choice for 24 hours straight, and they take pledges during that period to raise money for this charity, which helps to donate to sick kids in hospitals, more or less. I believe their website is extralife.org. Don't quote me on that. You can Google it.
No, but you got it right.
Do check them out. But last week, right in the middle of their charity drive, their website was knocked offline along with their ability to take charity donations because someone hacked them. Someone DDoSed.
Okay, it wasn't technically a hack.
That's the way people best understand the DDoS.
Yeah.
They were taken down by a group of people with malicious intent whose sole purpose was to screw with Extra Life. And because of the hack, basically they lost a great deal of their donations because they couldn't take in money with everything being down. And if you would like to help out, we really encourage you to donate to Extra Life and maybe donate a little extra to help make up for that loss because of those malicious people. You know, Extra Life is a really good organization. They do some great things for sick kids, and all they ask is 24 hours of your time, and I honestly think that's not much. So, you know, we really encourage you guys this holiday season, if you don't have a charity already, to please consider Extra Life, especially given what happened to them last week. Alternatively, if you don't want to give to Extra Life, we also recommend Children's Miracle Network. Also, I know I personally will promote Child's Play as its own charity, which is another video game style charity that donates games to children in hospitals. They're slightly different charities, Extra Life and Child's Play, but both are very solid charities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, highly recommended on those. So, that said, happy holidays, everybody. You know, tis the season for giving.
It is.
You know, we are all about giving back to the community, both as people and as cosplayers. So there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, and to add on, for the Extra Life thing, yesterday they had a makeup day because of the DDoS attack, so if you weren't able to donate then, they are taking donations all the way up to December 31st, and I know for me personally, I've been supporting my brother in his 24-hour run. He wasn't able to meet his goal, so what I'm thinking of doing towards the end of the month when it's Thanksgiving weekend is I'm probably going to do a 24-hour run myself to help for his donation. So if that's the case, I will post up that link on our Facebook page for certain.
Yes, and it will also go up on our website and on our Facebook, you know, to promote giving back to the community, because that is something that we would like to use our platform for.
Absolutely.
So do keep an eye out on our website just for upcoming events during the holidays, that sort of thing. I do try and keep the website updated at least once a week, if not more often than once a week should things happen. So keep an eye on that and on our Facebook, of course, as usual. We have so much social media, it's ridiculous.
Oh my goodness. I don't know how I keep up with it, man.
I need to tweet more often. I need to get back on our Twitter and tweet more often. I keep promising myself I'm just going to leave it open on my computer so it reminds me to tweet, and I just forget.
And you forget.
Yes. And our DeviantArt, we don't update our DeviantArt as often either, because most of what we do is on Facebook now.
But what's funny is we still get lots of submissions on DeviantArt. I'm still like approving things almost daily.
I know. And it is my holiday resolution that I will be more active on all of the social media, not just Facebook.
Yay! Yeah, Facebook's like our baby.
Yes. Well, we also tend to get the most direct response from Facebook. So you know, we encourage you to talk to us on DeviantArt and Twitter, because that will actually, you know, ping us to keep active on it.
It'll prompt us to continue.
Yes. And so with that, we are going to bring this episode to a close. As usual, you can find us on all of our different social media, on Facebook, YouTube, DeviantArt, Twitter, and our website, which is cospod.org. Since we are coming up on 52 episodes, we would encourage you guys to start thinking of your favorite moments from the last year of Cospod, as we will start putting together our yearly montage of all the chicanery and hijinks that we have had over the last year.
Which means Val needs to pull out her ginormous external hard drive and get all those episodes again.
They're also on our server.
Yeah.
embedded conveniently in 10 episode chunks on our website.
Very much so.
In YouTube form. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There we go.
I'll be here all night.
Efficiency. Yay.
I'm so proud of that, man. So proud that I learned how to do that.
Good.
Slowly, listeners, I am actually learning how to make stuff happen on our website. I'm having to learn by doing. I am not a coder. I know very little HTML and even less about CSS, but I'm learning. So eventually we will have this really awesome website. Until then, we just have a sort of awesome website.
No,
we have a solid website. It's good. I'm proud of it. But anyways, yes, send us your submissions of your favorite moments from from the last year. And of course, you can send those, as always, to podcast@cospod.org, or you can ping us via our Facebook or any of our other social media. With that, we will see you in episode 50.
Bye.
Bye.